Homemade Rolls. What is up? Today, we are going to be reviewing The Fast and the Furious. Numero uno. Now, I'm going to pull up the bio right here. So, Los Angeles police officer Brian O'Connor must decide where his loyalty really lies when he becomes enamored with the street racing world he has been sent undercover to destroy. This movie's fucking awesome. I've always loved this fucking movie. I've watched this so many fucking times, and I'm not even a car guy. So I'm pretty stoked to be doing this as my second review. I'm not going to waste your time with all that shit. Let's dive into it and see what we find. All right, so it starts off with them loading up a truck with what appears to be 12-inch fucking box TVs with like a VCR attached to them or something like that. I guess this is high valuable. I mean, you'd think maybe steal cocaine or something like that. If you're going to break the law, break the fucking law. And the guy claims it to be a real money load. All I'm saying is if, you know, hey, don't kidnap kids or anything like that. Don't get into that shit, but steal cocaine. You might as well. Seems like everybody's doing it. Now they're doing the whole three Hondas. Hey, these were the sickest vehicles back when I was a kid, man. Green lights underneath them and everything. Now I see them all the time and it's just a turd of a person fucking driving it with a muffler tip. So they hijack this guy while he's driving full speed down a highway, rip out the front window, jump in there, get hit like six or seven times with a billy club before they tranquilize the dude. Couldn't you just have done that shit at like a, you know, like one of those truck stops or something? Like wait for the motherfucker to refuel and then like when he goes to take a shit or a shower or something like that, you just steal the fucking truck? Nobody's the wiser. Now we're about to see our boy Walker. Brian Earl Spillman, is that his name?
Sounds like a serial killer.
Oh, I love those Chuck Taylors. Paul Walker is the reason I wear Chuck Taylors. And I think that he would be like, I'm not proud of that. Tuna on white, no crust. Crappy yesterday, crappy today. The whole team shows up. I gotta say, I'm still very much not impressed with the Jetta. Still, total fruitcake of a car. I agree with Jesse and with the other dude. I do like his haircut, and he is beautiful. Paul Walker, that is. R.I.P. Here comes the fight scene.
I love this part.
He's about to drop the F-bomb. I gotta tell you, Ford Lightning does not look as impressive as it did when I was, I believe, 16 when this came out. Not to mention that the fight scene was basically just the other turd fucking trying to tackle Paul Walker four times in a row. I'm pretty sure Paul Walker's like 24 or something like that. Like, is he CIA or is he FBI? I'm gonna guess he's FBI, but that doesn't seem like he really has the qualifications to be doing this shit. I see what my 30-year-old boss does, and I think he was ready for this. That eclipse still looks sick, and we're about to see Ja Rule. Menage! Monica! It's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race it. Everybody know that. I don't think he says that, but we're about to find out. Alright, so the dude Hector in this has played Hector in, like, just the name Hector in seven other movies before I stopped scrolling. And he's been Angel in, like, four of these movies, so it's a wide range, my friend. Ja Rule might be the worst actor I've ever seen in my life. But Vin Diesel is in this movie. So this first race is only a $2,000 buy-in, and Brian Earl Spillman is going to drop his, like, I'm assuming at least $30,000 car for the cost of this. Like, put it on the line and everything. I don't have cash. How the fuck do you not have $2,000 and you got a $30,000 vehicle? Hell, it might be more than that. Maybe I'm just bad with money. I am bad with money. Just 100 cars going down a warehouse district. Nothing to see here. They're, by the way, blocking off a 5-lane road in LA. I've never been to LA, but from what I hear, it's pretty fucking busy. So, I don't know how you do that. Street's closed, pizza boy. Find another way home.
Damn street racers.
Ja Rule definitely wants to get that dick wet. Menage. Asian guy's playing a shitty ass Gran Turismo game when he should be prepping for the race he's about to fucking be in. So I didn't do a ton of research on this, but they said that it's estimated that it was an $80,000 car by the time Brian Earl Spielman did all the shit to it, modifications and everything. $80,000 you put on the line for a $2,000 bet. You couldn't get approved $2,000 from the FBI to make that route, to make that run. That's just bad business. I don't even have a high school education, and that's bad business. And he just spun out. Now we're going to the end. Engine smoking. You never had me. You never had your car. Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should. Woo. This movie's still cool. I like it. Acting's terrible. The acting makes Vin Diesel look very good at acting. Huh, at some point the cops realized that a 5-lane road just got fucking blocked off for, you know, an hour or however the fuck long it takes for this shit. And there's just 1,000 people scattering. And I'm guessing there's going to be about 1 million cop cars. I'm not guessing, I've seen this movie 1 million times, but... Why wouldn't Vin Diesel just wait in the fucking warehouse for like 10 minutes for all these guys to leave? Vin Diesel needed a white guy to help him out of a sticky law situation. Sometimes I feel like we're just being used as a whole race. Uh-oh, now we got the Asians involved. Because I'm guessing that Vin Diesel disrespected their family. And now nobody gets the money. So they come home after all this stuff, and there's not a single person that gives a fuck about Dom Toretto. Playing video games, drinking beer, playing a shitty ass guitar solo on a Zakk Wylde guitar. Man, this movie's still good. This movie is still good. I don't care how cheesy the acting is, man. I love it. Whew. By the way, Mia is still hot as fuck. She holds up very well. Now they claim that this burnt up piece of shit Supra, sure the engine's fine and everything like that, is only going to cost $15,000 to fix. I don't know, maybe that's just the date. Is that like $45,000 our time? Oh, this part's awesome, man. He goes in to make freaking popcorn. I'll put you on the corner, put you in your prettiest dress right where you belong. Hey, what was that? What was that bar you wanted to take me to? Cha-cha-chas. Well, you can take me there, Paul Walker, you gorgeous motherfucker. And then he storms off and make your own damn popcorn. Fucking epic. Now, I'll tell you, this movie is still fucking awesome. I am sitting on the edge of my seat. Oh, I just now got that he thinks that Hector was the one driving all those Civics. It was not the Hispanic man. Although I really don't know what Vin Diesel's ethnicity is, so it might be a little bit of everything. Pretty sure this is the first movie that Vin Diesel did where he does his whole little walk out of the blackness, you know, thing. You a cop, Brian? That's terrible. That Diesel impression. You a cop, Brian? That's even worse. I'll just stop doing that.
But what was Vin Diesel doing at the Hispanics garage? Because he's totally cool with breaking into the Chinese people. Or they might be Japanese. Or they might be Millie Oceans.
What ocean?
From Laos, stupid. Oh, and Brian sees all those 10-inch fucking movies. Those box TVs with the VHS in it and everything like that. I mean, dude, it's like probably $110 worth of TVs. So Brian is definitely willing to fight for that Mia pussy. And then says that Vince is under control after he's beat the fuck out of some white dude with a fucking wrench or whatever. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Dom talks about his dad fucking dying and shows Brian the fucking, whatever. I'm not a car guy, so I don't know what the fuck this thing is, but it's got a big-ass engine hanging out the front of it. This movie's fucking awesome, man. It's still fucking awesome. Oh, yeah, and he may or may not have beaten a guy and made him handicapped. So, there's that. And then about maybe an hour into it. Nah, it's probably not an hour, but 40 minutes into it, Paul Walker gets his dick wet. And then they fix up that Supra. And then right afterwards, Vin Diesel, he gets his dick wet. Now they arrest all the Asians and definitely disrespect a defamatory. Oh, backhand by his daddy. Guessing it's his dad. Oh man, now Brian's got to choose between the dude that's been like his dad and the... I still don't know who the fuck he works for. They've never said FBI, CIA, or whatever. I'm guessing FBI and all that shit. And it's like, dude's been taking care of him. Dude's been having his back. And he's pushing up against that. And then he's banging Mia. And Dom threatened to break his neck. That's got to be a bit of a thought in your mind. This movie's fucking awesome, man. If you've never watched it, you should fucking watch it. And then Brian smokes the guy in the Ferrari. Worth more than your life. Ferrari. Now they go to Race Wars after Brian Earl Spillman put the pressure on Vin Diesel on how he got his money. And then the ugly ass white Jetta loses to the Asian guy. The plot thickens, folks. This is when the story starts to ramp up. Jesse starts to run. And then about an hour into the movie, Dom Toretto participates in a hate crime. Now Brian overhears Mia talking to her brother, Vin Diesel. Whew! Man, they're the ones that have been stealing all this shit. They're the ones that have been stealing these 11-inch TVs with the fucking VHS players in them. It's probably a DVD player, but either way, right now it's worth like maybe $5. Now Brian lets Mia know that, like, dude, you're the only one that can help me. I definitely want to fuck you again, but we got to do this first. And she's like, all right. Dom pushes everybody for it, man. Getting greedy. Now, I'm pretty sure that they traced their coordinates right outside of Coachella. So, did Coachella start to do the concert? Because that's where Dom got... Maybe he's got more clout than I thought. Maybe that's why they started the festival. That's where Fast and the Furious all got caught at. Might want to do a deep dive on that. It's a documentary in there someplace. But now, for some reason on this robbery, the dude has a gun instead of a billy club. Pretty sure all these guys have guns. Dom thinks for some reason that he's going to be able to sit there and just like... if Vince, whoever the fuck this guy is, this hillbilly jumps off of it and catches... like, if he catches him with one arm, he's just going to be dragging him the whole fucking time. still fucking intense, though. Ooh, and then Lenny gets wrecked like a motherfucker trying to do underneath the truck again. Dom, your plan is falling apart. Oh shit, Brian Earl Spillman's about to save Vince, man. Oh shit, this is good. Brian saves him. Oh my god. Whew. Now they're in the middle of the field. But this is when shit's about to go down. Everybody's about to find out Brian's a fucking cop. Like Vince said the whole fucking time. Brian Earl Spillman gets his bitch ass lifted out of there. Saves the fucking day. But there's gonna be repercussions. Dude. Woo! Brian comes back to the house, man. About to arrest Vin Diesel. Fucking bikers show up. Shoot fucking Jesse. They both get in their car and fucking go. Man, I am sitting on the edge of my motherfucking seat. This is fucking still awesome. Oh, now he's got to deal with these two Asians. And they got him. One jumped off the back. Oh, but the other one came. Dom came right around. Ooh, he's going over a hill. Oh, that didn't end well. So sorry. So sorry for your family. He's fucked up. Him and his leather pants are fucked up. Still one more. Whew. Let's see how this ends. Oh, Brian just shoots him. That's how it ends. Ooh, that's how it just ends. He's down. He's done. It is what it is, man. You know? Whew. Could have happened to any of us. Could have been me. Could have been you. He did. Now Brian's going after Dom. Ooh, and Dom's got the vehicle that he's been scared his whole life to fucking ride. How's this gonna end, folks? It's the kind of shit they make movies about. They just happen to be racing on a quarter of a mile where there's a railroad crossing and a railroad truck just happens to be coming right their way. Train, as some of you people may call it. Uh-oh. Oh, there's a fire. Some shit's going on. Tom doesn't know what to do. Oh shit, quarter mile at a time. Looks over. He's fine with it. This is his fate. Pushes the gas even further. Ooh. My goodness. I'm coming. It's happening. Brian hits the NOS again. And? Oh, shit. They both make it through. Woo! Hot dang. That's exciting. Got a feeling it's going to go a little sideways right here. Oh, shit. Tractor trailer right out of there. Boom. Dom hits it. Flips over the top of Brian's fucking car. Boosh, boosh, boosh. Got a feeling he's going to get out of this with only a shoulder messed up. Oof. Brian helps him out of the car. Gives him the keys to his. I owe you a 10-second fucking car. Oh my god. Dom drives off. Holy fucking shit. Damn. What a great fucking movie. That's how it ends, folks. That's how it ends. I gotta tell you, man. This one fucking held up like a motherfucker. So fucking amazing. Had me on the edge of my seat. Literally. I've said it 3 times. I'm still fucking stoked about it. Whew. What a great fucking film. 108 minutes, too. Something like that. Like, super fucking short, so you can watch this thing fucking repeatedly, man. Dude, like all the outdated shit, all the bullshit that's in it, all the stupid dialogue and everything like that, Ja Rule, Vin Diesel's bad acting, doesn't fucking matter, man. Fucking epic. Go check it out again. Go fucking watch it again, man. Woof. Have your meat out. Beat it off. Do what you gotta do. It's fucking awesome.